Further down on page one, we have the five keys for successful anchoring. These are five critical factors that determine the effectiveness of your anchoring process. So the first is that the client must be in an intense state. You might have heard the saying, garbage in, garbage out. People quite often say that about computers. It's the same with anchoring. If the person isn't in an intense state when you provide the anchor in the first place, they won't be in an intense state when you fire the anchor off later. So they will only go into the intensity of the state that they're in when you anchor the state in the first place. So it's vital that you do whatever it takes as a practitioner to ensure that your client is in the most intense state possible. We'll talk about how to go about doing that in a later track. Then the anchor must be applied at the peak of the state. So there's a graph there at the bottom of the page. What you'll see with your sensory acuity is that when the person begins to go into state, their physiology will shift. Then you'll see that the state gets more and more and more and more intense until it levels out and then begins to come off of the peak a little bit. So as far as the timing of the anchor, you want to apply the anchor as soon as you see the person begin to go into the state you're eliciting. Then keeping your eyes and your full attention, full of sensory awareness, on your client, you keep the anchor applied until you see it just begin to come off of the peak. That's the only way that you're going to know that the state has peaked. Then you remove the anchor at that particular point in time. Now, different people go into state and come back out of state at different rates. So what you'd need to do is to keep your awareness on the client, time the anchor for the client, and in general, you'd have the anchor applied for up to 5 to 15 seconds. The next critical factor is that the stimulus that you use for the anchor must be unique, something that's not happening all of the time. You'll see in the demonstration on the DVD in a few moments, what I use as a unique anchor are the knuckles, because the knuckle on the backs of the hands are very, very nicely marked out so that I can actually create a nice, unique anchor and be able to replicate it each time. So the anchor must be unique. If it's something that's fired off all the time, then the anchor will be fired off inappropriately, which will tend to weaken the anchor and eventually have it disappear altogether. The next critical factor, number four, is that the anchor must be repeatable. So the anchor must be unique, but not so unique that you could never have it happen ever again. If it's not repeatable, you could create the most exquisite, powerful anchor, but the client would never be able to fire it off. Then the final one, the more times the anchor is created, the better the anchor. So the more times it's created, the more times you put the same state on the top of the anchor, as in creating a stacked anchor, which is something we're going to look at in the next track, then the more times we can actually create the anchor in the same way, the more neurological connections will be set up between the stimulus and the state. That will make the anchor significantly more effective. Provided these five critical factors are present when you're doing anchoring work, your anchoring will always work.